It's been about 6 months since I started the Bells and Whistles Theater, which is kind of the creative home of this podcast now. It's where I release all the upcoming episodes, extra scenes, and standalone short stories. I'm working on my second short story now. And if you're curious about how things are going with the podcast, if I will keep podcasting, and if I am able to survive as a creator, I have just published a free episode of my In the Wings Behind the Scenes podcast, where I discuss how I feel about the Bells and Whistles Theater in the Lesbian Romantic Podcast and its future right now. So if that interests you, go to patreon.com/lesbianromantic and sign up for free, and you'll have access to that episode of my Behind the Scenes podcast. All right, let's get to this episode. In many ways, this free feed of the Lesbian Romantic Podcast is a gift, and I am able to give you this episode with the help of patrons around the world. So I want to dedicate this episode to those amazing people who help make this possible. Thank you. Welcome to the Lesbian Romantic Podcast. This is Connection Revealed, Part 37. September 24th, 2063, Fire Blue Territory, North American Province, 3 a.m. local time. Jade rolled onto her side and groaned. The thin mattress didn't provide much support. She might as well sleep on the bare floor. The small blanket provided some comfort, and it was thoughtful of the guard to bring it for her to sleep under. Glancing in the direction of the door, Jay saw that her companion was just as restless as she was. The guard was sitting up, their head resting against the wall. They must have been just as tired as Jade, but neither of them could give in to their exhaustion. Jade's mind was too busy to rest. She only had a few hours left before meeting with the rebel scientists, and she still hoped for a breakthrough that she knew wouldn't come. Writing down her thoughts on the wall had helped crystallize things for Jade. She had come to some daunting conclusions that she feared may actually be accurate, despite working with limited data. Jade kept trying to summarize things as clearly as possible so she could explain the severity of the situation. The batteries used to capture solar power at the base, and possibly around the world, were deteriorating suddenly and rapidly. Jade couldn't explain why this was happening, but she knew they would all have to be replaced, and it would have to be done at lightning speed. But that simply wasn't feasible. The resources needed to produce new batteries had long vanished. Creating new ones required recycling old ones, a slow and inefficient process. She was unaware of any technology that could speed it up, unless the rebels had developed something. I wish Michelle was here, she thought for the thousandth time, even though Michelle's presence would decrease the chances of the rebels helping them to almost zero. But Jade needed Michelle, a realization that had become clear to her in the past few hours. For the first time since Reed's passing, Jade needed someone. She had promised herself to never let it happen again, but it had. Maybe this time it was even worse. At least she and Reed had had so much in common. They had both desired the same things in life and fought for the same cause. However, Reed had always chosen the fight over Jade, while Jade craved love. And that may be the only thing Michelle and Reed had in common. Michelle also seemed to prioritize the fight over personal relationships, a red flag as conspicuous as the collapsed Golden Gate Bridge. Despite this, Jade still fell for Michelle. To make things worse, Michelle's fight was not Jade's. Michelle was essentially the enemy, Reed certainly would have thought so. Without people like Michelle, Reed would probably still be alive, and Jade and Reed could have been happy together. Jade struggled to swallow. One of the biggest regrets in her life was never telling Reed what she wanted, or at least not in a way that she couldn't keep ignoring it. They both had assumed there was time, but there hadn't been. Why do I always fall for these exceptionally intense women? Jade thought, then chided herself for reflecting on her love life while there was so much more hanging in the balance right now. She smiled bitterly. It was crazy how the mind busied itself with the silliest things in the gravest of circumstances. Was there any situation in which the human mind didn't make things about itself? Jade estimated the hours until she might see Michelle. She knew she would see the rebel scientists around 8 a.m. Would they bring Michelle back here after that? Or would they reunite Jade and Michelle at the border? The guard stood up, pulling Jade from her thoughts. "Bathroom?" Jade joked. "I might join you." She had been trying to engage the guard in banter all night to keep herself from going insane. The reply was as serious as before. The guard said, leaving Jade alone for the first time since her arrival. Jade sat up on the mattress and listened for any sounds in the hallway. Were those voices? Suddenly, the door opened with a loud whoosh, and Jade instinctively covered her eyes from the harsh light. "That was fast," she commented dryly. "Really? It felt like an eternity," a different voice replied. Jade's heart recognized it before her mind did. She jumped up, heart pounding in her ears. "Hey," Michelle said, walking carefully across the room in near darkness before plopping down beside Jade on the mattress. Jade stared at her in disbelief. "Michelle?" she asked stupidly. "The one and only," Michelle replied with a sad smile. Jade's mind short-circuited, but her body didn't. She launched herself at Michelle and kissed her so hard that they both fell back onto the mattress. Their tongues entwined, and for just a few seconds, Jade's mind finally quieted. But not for long. "How did you get here?" she gasped, pulling back. "Is this really happening?" "I honestly don't know," Michelle replied, looking up at Jade. In the dim light, it was difficult for Jade to see the details of Michelle's expression. "I thought they wouldn't let you in here," Jade asked, running her hand through Michelle's hair, feeling butterflies in her stomach. Her mind craved answers. Her body yearned for Michelle. "They pushed me inside without warning," Michelle replied, still catching her breath. "It's so dark outside here." "What happened?" Jade propped herself up on her elbows now. "Lucas drove me to another place. I thought she might try to kill me." Michelle chuckled, though there was a hint of seriousness in her voice. "Drive off a cliff with me in the car or something." "Why would she do that?" Jade questioned. Michelle looked away. "Because I'm her mortal enemy?" "What kind of place did she take you to?" Jade asked, trying to meet Michelle's gaze in the semi-darkness. She watched as the muscles around Michelle's mouth twitched. "Another compound like this one." Jade narrowed her eyes. The excitement of being reunited with Michelle was quickly fading. It seemed like Michelle was keeping things from her, just as Jade had feared. Important things, she was certain. "What did you find out about the batteries and power supply?" Michelle asked, trying to shift her weight. Jade rolled onto her side to give her some space. "Who did you meet at the other compound?" she asked, refusing to let Michelle change the topic. "It's not that important," Michelle said, sitting up all of a sudden. "We need to focus on what's ahead of us." "It's important to me," Jade said after a moment. "I feel like you're hiding something from me." "I'm not," Michelle replied. "I mean, it's just not that important." Her voice was now very quiet. "I feel like it was important," Jade insisted, trying to sound gentle. "You can't even look at me, and it makes no sense that Lucas sent you here." "I'm just embarrassed, Michelle said after another long pause. Jade tilted her head. About what happened? Why? I ordered a background check about you, Michelle finally revealed. Off the books. I've got someone doing that kind of stuff for me.
What?
Jade chuckled, more out of surprise than actual amusement. It's probably sitting in my inbox right now, Michelle continued. She pulled her legs against her chest and wrapped her arms around them, still avoiding Jade's gaze. Jade frowned. She guessed she shouldn't be surprised about the background check. It sounded like something Michelle would do.
I wanted to know why you wear a wedding ring, Michelle added, clearing her throat.
Now Jade was even more surprised.
What?
She chuckled again, feeling increasingly uncomfortable. Michelle had managed to make this about Jade, and Jade didn't appreciate it, but she was too stunned to put a stop to it.
You never really explained,
Michelle finally said, glancing at Jade's hand.
What is this?
Jade asked, quickly covering Reed's ring.
I ask you something that makes you uncomfortable, so you retaliate with an even more uncomfortable question?
So it does make you uncomfortable, Michelle prodded. You don't want to talk about it?
Jade scowled deeply.
I'll tell you anything, she asserted, but not because you need a distraction from whatever it is you are avoiding.
Michelle blinked and fell silent for a moment before offering an apologetic smile.
I think I lost track, she said. Who needs to share what?
You need to tell me what happened,
Jade pressed on without missing a beat.
Who did you see? Where did Lucas take you? And why are you back here?
Michelle cleared her throat again.
And then you'll tell me about your wedding ring?
Enough about the ring, Jade snapped, growing annoyed. It's just something from my past, okay? Why is this such a big deal?
Raising a blonde eyebrow, Michelle countered.
I could ask the same of you.
Jade threw her hands up in frustration.
It's from a friend, all right?
A friend?
Michelle repeated, straightening her posture.
A wedding ring from a friend?
Yes, it's her grandmother's, and she gave it to me as proof that she would come back,
Jade explained, the words tumbling out of her mouth now.
But she never did.
And the ring is still on my finger. Okay?
Okay, Michelle said softly. Then, hesitantly,
what happened to her?
Jade looked at the wall and took a deep breath.
She went into the desert and got lost.
Got lost? Michelle asked.
How is that even possible?
Jade chewed on her lower lip as she considered how much to share. It was unlikely that any of this would be in the background check Michelle had ordered. But one never knew.
She left without any trackers, Jade said. She didn't like being followed everywhere.
That's illegal, Michelle stated simply.
Yes, it was, Jade nodded.
She didn't care. To Jade's surprise, Michelle reached out and took her hand.
Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Why did she go into the desert?
Jade met her gaze. It was hard to tell in the dark, but it seemed like Michelle was genuinely interested.
She hated how we humans destroy entire ecosystems,
Jade explained quietly.
She went into the desert to sabotage discovery drones.
Michelle simply said,
that's even more illegal.
Jade chuckled now.
It sure was. She was always bolder than me.
She would have a mission and she would go for it, no matter the cost.
Right,
Michelle nodded.
She was the first woman I ever fell in love with,
Jade stated, feeling a sudden sense of pride. Reed had been an amazing woman, and Jade had become a better person just from knowing her, even if they had kissed only once.
I'm sorry you lost her,
Michelle croaked, her thumb circling Jade's palm.
Thanks, Jade sighed. I took off the ring for a while, but then I put it back on. I like to be reminded of her, and to be more like her, to have her courage. I think it's pretty clear that you do,
Michelle said. Their eyes met again.
You're not going to report this to anyone, are you?
Jade asked.
Why would I? Michelle asked, shaking her head. I think you would have in the past, Jade said, because her family and friends would still need to be investigated. It would ruin their lives. They've already been through so much.
Yeah, Michelle agreed. I would have reported it.
But not anymore.
Good, Jade replied slowly.
She didn't want to thank Michelle for doing something that was only right, even though she was grateful. For a moment, Jade wanted to lean in and kiss Michelle again, but Michelle's refusal to open up about her own demons still bothered her. Maybe with time, Michelle would finally start sharing. Maybe Jade just needed to be patient.
The door flew open once again without warning. Both of them shot up, startled. Jade saw a woman standing in the bright light of the doorway, but didn't recognize her. It sure wasn't the guard.
Louise? Michelle gasped, her voice filled with hope and joy.
Jade's jaw dropped to the floor.
This was part 37 of Connection Revealed. Did you know that part 38, part 39, and part 40 are now available to members of the Bells and Whistles Theater? And not just available, but available with all the bells and whistles, so music, sound effects. And there are the other stories, the extra scenes. It's just, if you're a super fan, the Bells and Whistles Theater should definitely be a place for you to check out. Go to patreon.com/thelesbianromantic. Or you can find out more at lesbianromantic.com/support. Thank you so much to all the members of the Bells and Whistles Theater who helped make this free feed of the podcast possible. Thank you for listening. Thank you for spending time here with me. And I'll be back soon with another free episode on this feed.